You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I make this podcast to help you feel better, learn something new, and enjoy your life by letting all those emotions out, whether it's tears of joy or sadness that are going to turn into a beautiful day for you. I release a new episode almost every day that is recorded live on my Facebook or Twitch. You can just search Jerry Banfield and follow me on either of those if you haven't already, if you'd like to join us and be a part of the discussion each day. If you want to get in contact with me, you can go to jerrybanfield.com. I now have a phone number. You can text in the USA or Canada, and you can also send me a message on WhatsApp if you'd like to reach out privately. I'm grateful for a partnership with Genitrust Savings to help make this podcast financially viable. Imagine earning up to 12% interest in a savings account that is FDIC insured. That's what I'm doing right now with my Genitrust savings account. And if you would like to be earning up to 1% a month interest, go to jerrybanfield.com, look for where it says savings under the bullet list, and you can click on the direct link, which is genitrust.com/jerry. And you'll also see a link to a YouTube video where I go into great detail for 20 minutes and answer all the questions I know you have about the Genitrust savings account. I'm so excited to get this podcast started with you. And if I ever get another sponsor on my host Anchor, then there'll be a sponsorship thing that plays right here afterwards. I love you. You're awesome. And now we'll get started with the actual episode. I've made this about 2 minutes long. So if you listen to every episode, you can just hit skip 4 times and get straight to it. Casey, thank you very much for the question. That's a great question. Casey says, I'm confused. How can you have 1 million followers but only 100 viewers? Is it the algorithm? I've had a Facebook page for a long time, so it is absolutely the algorithm in terms of most of my followers don't even see that I'm live, and it also is about how I got my followers. So I, once upon a time, was big into Facebook ads and marketing. I got Facebook ads clients, and I made at one point, which was the best-selling Facebook ads and marketing course on Udemy. In order to sell my course and show how good I was at Facebook ads, I pumped over $100,000 into advertising my page. And at that time, I wasn't doing hardly any gaming live streams. So most of my followers didn't follow me for gaming. They actually just clicked like page on an ad. And that's one key thing. So I got a lot of followers from ads, but I've also got a lot of followers from a lot of different traffic sources over the years. So I've got a couple hundred thousand subscribers on YouTube. A lot of them followed on Facebook. And the main thing people were following me there for was my tips on Udemy and how to make money online. And I've stopped focusing on that. And I also got into crypto for a while, and I did a bunch of cryptocurrency ads when those were cool. And therefore, I built my following in such a variety of ways that most of my following is not, they're not gamers. So they don't even see when I go live. Another thing is I've been inconsistent in the type of content I've created. I've been consistent that I do create stuff, but for example, I've took a year and a half off of streaming games, and I took another year off of streaming games. So I built up about probably 50 to 100,000 followers on my gaming at one point, and then I stopped gaming for a year and a half. So lots of those followers stopped watching gaming. They don't even see my gaming videos live anymore. And others of those followers went inactive. So I've got a lot of old followers that are just disconnected, and the algorithm almost never puts things in their feed. Therefore, I've got some key takeaways. One thing is, it's best to build your page organically. I've used a lot of Facebook ads, and what happens is when you go in a news feed to an audience that doesn't emotionally connect with you or really care what kind of content you're creating, then what happens, the Facebook algorithm, if those people don't interact with it, then it doesn't show it to more people.
Therefore, running Facebook ads can actually be a way that when you run all these Facebook ads, you can drastically lower the quality of your followers. And when you lower the quality of your followers, even some of the followers that really like you, that want to see all the stuff you have to offer, may not end up seeing that you're live or may not see what you create. Because if the lower quality followers that you just got from Facebook ads don't interact with your posts, then what happens? Facebook just doesn't even show it to some of the people who really do like your posts. So I would suggest, dang, Nick sent 1,248 stars. Thank you very much, Nick, for the big dono. Nick sent 1,248 stars. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Can we get a hashtag for Nick in the chat? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Well, I've got some key takeaways if you're building a following. Stick with building things organically whenever possible. Paid advertising will often put more bad than good into the equation. And even if, let's say, it goes well, as many of my paid campaigns did go well, you'll have a hard time. You want to build a following of people that really cares about you. And the more you build a following that doesn't care about you as much, but let's say they just care about games or they just care about hacking, as I've done, then if you try and do anything else, you'll often lose a lot of followers doing that. So I would suggest stay away from paid ads. What you can do to grow your page is do collaborations with people. For example, if you're a gamer and you want to do a co-stream with me, you can do a dedicated co-stream with me. And then you'll consistently, depending on what kind of vibe you bring to the stream, you'll probably get a lot of people coming on the stream, onto your stream that follow you. And now they have some kind of emotional connection because they already like me and they know me. So now they're on your stream and some of that emotion and that connection carried over from my stream. And if you want to grow your page, consistency is one of the key things. Is keep creating content at a minimum. I've also went long periods of time, for example, just posting YouTube videos on my Facebook page, uploading videos not related to what my followers were following me for. So my page, in a lot of instances, is an example of what not to do. At the same time, some of those followers do still watch. Some of the followers who clicked on my Facebook page like ads years ago are still watching, which is really cool. And Facebook is doing a good job of focusing on, well, which followers actually want to watch and showing the notifications to the right people. So that's why I have 100 people watching and so many followers. I wear the wardrobe because this actually gets more people watching. It gets more questions. It gets a lot more attention. It gets a lot more interaction. So I wear this outfit because it gets people to click, it gets people to talk, and even if some of the talk is negative, like there, you've seen in the last few days, lots of negative talk on the stream, but that negative talk actually boosts the stream up. It gets it out there to even more people. If you want to increase your viewers, you want to make sure you increase that click-through rate. Like, I think 100 people watching is great because if I play Magic with a shirt on, there's like, you know, 10 people watching. It's all relative. The key thing is, do you have enough viewers today? Is what you have today enough? And if what you've got's enough, then you're good. You don't need more. The worst position to be in life is when you always need more, when you have to have more. And that was how I've got all these followers, because I was basing building these followers so much on the result. Like, I want to be famous. I want, when people look at my page, to be impressed. But I didn't think long term, like, okay, what are you going to do in 5 years with all these kind of random followers? How are you going to give them what they want? And how are you going to feel when people come in on your stream and constantly ask and see things they don't expect? Like, they don't expect there's 100 people watching with 2 million followers. Like, you'd think with 2 million followers, there'd be maybe 3,000, 5,000 people watching. Now, if I'd built all of my followers just up off of gaming pages and I'd consistently live streamed games the entire time, then that's what would be, that's what we'd be looking at today. Which brings it back to any content you're creating online. It's so important to look at why are you creating this content. Because this is a long-term proposition. Holy shoot! Blue more diamond with the 2,000. Let's go! Oh yeah. Thank you, Blue More Diamond, for the 2,000, the big star drop. Blue More Diamond just followed today, comes in with 500 stars, now just dropped another 2,000 on top of that. Can we get another hashtag for Blue, please, in here? What I do love is that while I've resented the amount of viewers I've had lots of times, I'm like, man, for doing as many streams as I've done, for doing all the things I've done online, I've felt a lot of times like my views are not enough. Like, I absolutely should have more. And I felt the pain of that a lot. And I used to hate when somebody asked that question. Like, not this damn question. I used to even mute people for asking that question. Like, not this damn question again. But now, I'm happy that anyone watches me. As many different changes I've made with my stream. And I'm grateful that you all consistently are supporting me financially. Like, you all have sent like $100 in stars today, which is, that's more than enough. So what I see today is it's important to just love where you're at, because where you're going is going to be a lot like where you're at. Thank you, more stars, Jediah Richard, for the 200 stars and a first-time star sender. Let's go, baby. Thank you, Jediah, for the 200 more stars on top of what everybody else has sent. I don't want that sniper. Thank you very much, Jediah. Hey, James, thank you for typing that exclamation point notify. So you can see, if I could summarize, I have so many followers because I cared more about my reputation and what people thought outside than what was going on the inside, how I felt about what I did, and how proud am I of the content I'm creating. I focus so much on external results instead of just enjoying what I'm doing and trying to help the people I'm already following. A lot of us think, oh, it's so much better if you got more people watching. Eh, in some ways it is. In some ways, I enjoy these streams where I can consistently read everything everybody says in the chat. To me, I think sometimes I intentionally do things to sabotage my views so I can better enjoy a connection with you all in chat. I think I do that sometimes because I've had over 2,600 people watching it once before, and that in some ways was not as good as having 50. Ooh, nice. He got away. All right, so I think I've answered that question. We'll get back and focus on the... Holy schnick! Holy schnick! Schnick just dropped it even higher. Schnick just took this thing to a new level. Schnick, thank you for the 3,000. Holy schnick. Fack! Thank you for making this such a fantastic stream today. Now I'm right out in the open. I'm naked right now. I'm naked. We got multiple targets. Got one. Shit. We have almost no health right now. I have almost no cover either. This is cool. Let me turn the game sound on. But there's another truck over there still. Thank you all for the huge star drops on the stream today. I'm grateful to see that lots, you can be well supported without having to have huge numbers. Like, some of us think you have to have these huge numbers to get properly supported, but you don't. You can be very well supported with smaller numbers. So don't think that more is always better. Sometimes less is better, and especially the more you're growing, the more less is better, because there's nothing like having your controller batteries die when there's thousands of people watching. Yep, that's really happened to me. My controller battery died. I was in the final circle on Blackout. Controller battery died when 1,000 people are watching. You gotta feel like something's good enough today. Schnick says, if Peter picked a pile of pickled peppers, then how many pickled peppers did Peter pick? I'll say, how many peckers did Peter pick? I'd love to get a munitions box right now. Let's see if we can get a munitions box right here. I think we'll just let this video keep going. We'll keep talking about this. See if I can sneak in right here. Grab a munitions box. And a selfie. We need a munitions box and a selfie. Oops, we need the munitions over here. And we need our C4s back. Alright. Armor box, UAV. Cluster strike back. Alright. Beautiful. We're still balling, my friends. Thank you, Schnick, for the notify as well. Have you read The One Thing? I have, by Gary Keller. That was a great book. I have read that, yes. I enjoyed reading that. And it's about focusing. Oh, we gotta watch hopping out of the truck at this point. All right, we got another top 10. We only have one kill, but we got the one kill we needed to get or we were going to die. And that's what's really important. You gotta get that kill that's gonna save your life. You don't wanna fuck with Jerry. Cause Jerry will freaking kill you. Thanks a lot, my dude. You didn't need to do that, but you did it. All right, let's see if we can get back in here. Nice, I think we can limp over to the stadium in this. Ooh, let's see if we can grab this car. Thank you for the huge donos today. It's great to know to know from within that I'm worthy. Adam says, I don't know anyone with happy or less viewers. That's because I've had more. I've had a lot more before, and it's kind of a lot of pressure sometimes with a lot of viewers. And yeah, sure, it might be less money, but you know, if I wanted the most money, I wouldn't stream video games. I'd get $100 an hour digital marketing. Jediah, thank you for doubling down with the 200 after your first time sending stars. Let's go, Jediah. Woo, won't you go and get it? Get it? We need to take this car in a safe place right now. Ooh, this is... Hope we get out of here. All right, there's only 4 targets left, my friends. I'm gonna try and stay away from any action, actually. I wanna stay away from some action. We might even be able to snipe somebody. We got some dude with a rocket launcher that's been going off, too. Are there any more trucks? Nope, all the trucks are dead. I blew them up. Fat Harry Potter, I love your name. Nice to see you again. I'm not sure what question you asked earlier. I would need to take a look at it. You wanna post it again? Another truck out here. We might be able to kill this one. Here we go. Where's he at? Alright, we lost our car doing that. I think it's worth it, though. I don't think we need a heartbeat at this point. Alright, let's go. I'm naked! I'm not really naked, but I feel naked running like this right now. So I don't go for kills usually until it's final circle. Kills really do matter in the final circle. Ooh. Easy, boy. Oh, I got a gas mask. Shit. Alright, we need to move in as much cover as possible. There's gotta be somebody already in there up there. We got a sniper, don't we? I do. I have a sniper, so I'm in a good position to snipe somebody. Ideally, we want to let other people fight and reveal their positions. Nobody's came over here yet, so we're gonna chill right here. We need to make sure nobody's beside us right now. If somebody's beside us, that's not good. Alright, this is the worst... This is our worst run right here. We need to get all the way up here. There we go. Try and hide out, see if we can spot somebody. We got a cluster if needed. Damn, I'm so exposed. We need to get covered. We got people just locked down right here. Really want other people to run into each other here. Checking all the directions. All right, good. There are other ones are fighting. We're gonna move up real quick. I think we're in a circle now. All right, let's go, baby. Let's go. What's your take on getting more viewers? I mean, if you want to get more viewers, it's consistency. It's partnering with others. All right, let's go over here as fast as we can. Damn, worst luck right there. He had a Mac, and I aimed just a second too low. Or he had a PPSH. Ah! Good game, dude. Good game. Third place again. GG's, well played. Good game. I'm glad I've given a good answer to the question about my viewership, and I hope that's useful for you.